Welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Features Podcast. I have a fabulous guy today. He's got a great film called Fragile.
Yeah.
Reagan Elkins, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we got to start at the beginning. Do you live in this town?
I do. I live in Chickasha, Oklahoma. Fourth generation in Chickasha, actually. So I've been here for a while.
So I got to say, was this the most fascinating thing you've ever encountered there?
It was definitely one of those things that I knew I needed to get my camera out when I saw a group of people, you know, trying to get this inflatable leg lamp up on Main Street. I was like, holy cow, I need to film everything. You know, it's something you don't see every day for sure.
So just so I understand, you were here from day one pretty much then.
Oh, yeah. I've had people message me. In fact, the guy that came up with the idea, his name is Tim Elliott. He watched A Christmas Story, that famous Christmas movie. And you have this big scene where, you know, the dad in the movie wins this major award and he pulls out this leg lamp and all that stuff. Well, Tim Elliott watched this film and he was so intrigued by this leg lamp. On top of just being intrigued by it, he had just gotten off of a trip where he went and saw all these major, like, large tourist traps, basically, like the world's largest beaver and the world's largest cross and all these different things. And so he and his family went and toured, and he got to thinking, why couldn't Chickasha, Oklahoma have something like this too? And so he came up with this idea of building a giant 50-foot leg lamp. And just like you would expect, a lot of people thought he was joking. I thought he was joking at first. But the guy was not joking. He was absolutely serious. And next thing we know, there's an inflatable leg lamp being put up. And not only did they put it up, but it went absolutely viral. So we're talking the local news picked it up, and then all their affiliates around the nation picked it up. And I knew at that point I needed to film every single thing that happens with this.
We got to slow this down. There's so much to discuss. When you were making this film, did you know you had technically a hero and a villain? And I was so impressed by that.
Yeah, absolutely not. You know, there's definitely some that love it and some that absolutely hate it. And there's some clear characters in this thing. You know, I had a producer from Nashville come down and watch this film a few months ago. And he goes, man, you couldn't have hired a casting director to find better characters for you.
Oh, I 100% agree.
And I was just, this is the people in my hometown are very opinionated, you know? And so when it came down to the leg lamp, you know, you had people that saw the tourism benefit, like Tim himself. You also had individuals that thought it was sexist, racist, objectifying, yeah, whatever it was. And so the characters were pretty defined whenever this thing started rolling out.
Oh, no. Well, can I get into the characters? We know
sure,
who,
let's do
who,
it.
I want to start at the beginning. When people see this film, do they think it's a mockumentary? Because that's what I thought I was going into with the title and the whole thing. And literally halfway through your film, I stopped it and looked it up to see if what I was watching was real.
I know.
I couldn't believe it. So I think Lisa is the villain.
Yeah, Lori is her name.
Lori is the villain.
Lori is definitely more of the, I don't know if I would call either one of them the villain or the protagonist or antagonist. It just depends on your perspective, because some people will watch this and think, oh, well, you know, it is sexist. It is objectifying. And they did steal the idea from Warner Brothers and blah, 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 blah. The other side is like, dude, it's a leg. Like, it's just it's bringing people to town. Like, what's the big deal?
Well,
depends on your perspective.
My argument was when she went on, we have a red light district. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
But yeah, dude, there's some great one-liners in there.
I got to say, but by the end of the film, you have 7.7 million people coming to your small town now.
$7.7 million dollars that came into town from year 2022 to 23. So in 1 year time, there was $7 million extra revenue. So however many people that was, but hundreds of thousands of people have come into our community just because of a giant leg lamp. So even if you're opposed to it, you can't deny that the thing has worked, you know?
Oh, I'll guarantee if I'm anywhere near, I'm showing up. And I would have gone to all these things because I'm one of these people. Wherever I am, like, oh, what? Oh, that's, I'm going there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just because I'm there. I don't know if I go out of my way to see this,
mm-hmm,
but I would. Now, I have a weird question. You have a woman with a shop. She's only in it very quickly. And she goes, oh, yeah, we sell a lot of leg lamp. I wanted to see more of her shop. So I'm going to have to ask you what I missed. Is there more Christmas Story stuff? Is she just selling shot glasses? What kind of shop is this?
In fact, that shop has a new ownership. It's called the Crafty Queen. She's amazing. Pam down there. She sells tons of leg lamps and officially licensed Christmas Story merchandise, as well as a bunch of other things like that. But if you walk downtown Chickasha, Oklahoma right now, my office is downtown, so I see this leg lamp every single day. But right now, in all the sh many of the shops, there are painted leg lamps on the windows. There are leg lamps in the inside and all those things. So I would say most of downtown business owners have bought into this thing. Why? Because they are actually seeing a one-to-one, like people are coming down to see the leg lamp and then buying merchandise from them, or going and eating at their restaurant and all those things. So people have definitely come to Chickasha and spent lots of money because of this giant leg lamp. So it's pretty wild.
So, looking back, are you happy about the leg lamp being there?
I honestly and personally, I do not care about the leg lamp.
Okay.
I see, and I think that was one of the reasons why I was probably the best person to film this thing. This is my first feature-length documentary. We do a lot of short documentaries, commercials, music videos with my company. This is my first feature length to direct and produce and all of those things. So this was an experience for sure, but it was also kind of tough because I'm from Chickasha. And my family's been established here for a long time. So a lot of these individuals in this film are my friends. And so I saw them combat against each other in this parks and recreation style. I wouldn't call it a war, but it was pretty close. You had people, that's why it felt like even in my log line, it says how a giant or how a major tourist attraction nearly tore a small town apart. And as a Chickasha citizen, it felt like our town was being torn apart, even though from the outside it's like, come on, guys, like, what are we doing? But for the most part, I hope that people will see even the deeper meaning in this documentary, and that is that the crazy lengths that people will go to make their town a better place to live. We all want the same thing. Whether you think the leg is sexist or objectifying, or you love the leg lamp, you think it's going to bring all this tourism in, we want the same thing. We want our town to be a better place. And that's why people get so vocal at city council and all these things over this leg lamp. It's pretty wild.
How many times do you think Chickasha was said in your film?
That's a great question. I need to have somebody go through and figure out how many that would be. But what's kind of cool is even from the trailer that's gone out, the trailer has done very well online. People are coming to Chickasha because of the drama, even in this the
Oh,
trailer.
I'm sure I would. If I lived nearby, I would come to meet Tim.
Totally.
And Lisa or Laura or whatever, I would
Laura,
meet them. I would go and I'd go to the store. I would do it all. And I gotta say, your city council ability, like they let you shoot freely in there?
Yeah, so it's a public space, and I had permission
Okay.
from the city manager as a public space too. It's also it is broadcasted live every
Oh, okay.
council meeting and all those things. So any even so, we had a right to bring cameras in. We there's a radio station even brings their recording devices and things for audio and all that stuff. So we had permission to do so. Also, anybody walking on that premises know that they're going to be broadcasted live through the city and all that stuff. So that was all public. It was crazy though, because I would just get a tip off that says, hey, they might be talking about the leg lamp. I didn't know they were gonna exactly what's gonna happen, So I just brought my cameras in and hoped for the best. And my gosh, I didn't anticipate what was gonna happen.
I mean, that one scene, I think it's Tim talking and he gets cut off because the 30 minutes or whatever his thing is up and he's pissed.
Yes, dude.
Seriously pissed.
Yes. Oh yeah. No, there was quite a few moments like that where there's another individual who kind of cusses city council out because the back and forth with the lampshade ordeal and all that stuff too. So yeah, the tensions were high in the room, and you could, if you were sitting in there, you could cut that tension with a knife. It was so wild. But another aspect of this story too, you have the Parks and Rec city council stuff, but a lot of people were questioning in our town, like, well, why a leg lamp? Why not something else? And even the tourism director, who just so happens to be my brother, by the way,
That's
Bill.
okay.
So he was the tourism director for a while. And in fact, one of the people helping me with this project were like, who is the tourism guy? And I was like, dadgummit, it's my brother. So I didn't want to interview him, but he definitely got pretty spicy because he and Tim did not see eye to eye either.
I
My brother
noticed
was getting all
that.
the different ideas about what else could we put instead of a leg lamp, a giant spear or this, that, or the other.
Oh, okay. So that's one of my notes. Yeah, the giant spear guy is your brother.
That's my brother. Yeah, the
Now,
bald guy with the red beard. That's my
that
brother.
you can help me out. I like the giant spear idea.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think there's quite a few ideas that probably would have worked. But for Tim, his perspective is we are known around here as Christmas Town, right? So
Oh, because
whatever
of the
this object
lights.
is, yeah, the Festival of Light and all that stuff. So every single year we have hundreds of thousands of people that come to see the light display that we have, millions of lights. And so Tim's perspective though was we need something that's more Christmas oriented. And so you have this crazy, he watched this movie. So let's do a leg lamp. And he was pretty adamant, we're not going to do anything different. And that's fine. I mean, he was able to raise the money and all that stuff. So do whatever you want. Again, I don't really care about the leg lamp. It doesn't bother me, this side or the other. But throughout this whole thing, there was an individual who passed away in 2020 by the name of Nolan James. And Nolan James, in his obituary, it claimed that he actually invented the leg lamp, and Warner Brothers, in A Christmas Story, stole his idea. So he had the whole story of some dude coming and measuring all his leg lamp and all that stuff. And then a few years later, there's a leg lamp in this dadgum movie. And so you have this tie-in to Chickasha, America, believe it or not, for this leg lamp. Now, whether that's provable, it's absolutely not provable.
Okay.
We can't go back in time and ask who that person was and find out the name and the credits and all that stuff. But it just kind of it plays into the legend or the lore of this leg lamp and who actually owns it and who actually came up with the idea.
Okay.
So,
Now your brother has seen the leg lamp, seen the tourism increased.
yeah.
Has he changed his opinion?
Billy actually admitted, and even at the end, he says, you got to give it to Tim. Slow clap to Tim
He
Elliott.
does say that.
Yeah, because it did bring people to town. Now, whether he believes it's the right object or it could have been done with something else, he does not believe that the leg lamp was the one and only thing that could have saved Chickasha, So he personally still does not like the leg lamp. And he also, my whole family is in Kentucky now. So they've all moved away, not just because of the leg lamp situation.
No, I wouldn't think
It wouldn't
so.
just be that. No, of course not. But all that to say is a lot of people's perspectives have changed because of the
Okay.
leg lamp, and to see the tourism, a lot of people have realized that it has worked. So
Okay, who did the animation for your film?
yeah, so my friend Chris Castor, he an did the animation. I don't know exactly how he did all the work. It was a hybrid, I believe, of a little bit of AI and a little bit of Blender and After Effects and all of those things. So it's kind of a hybrid of different softwares and things like that. But my friend Yosef, who is an alumni from USAO, actually did all the two-dimensional drawings. So we had the two-dimensional drawings, and then they were converted into colorized and animated by my friend Chris Castor. So, yeah, so it was a two guys that did an amazing job on it. So very
No,
grateful.
I understand throughout the film you're doing going back, doing interviews, doing interviews, doing interviews. Are there people you missed? And how long were your interviews paid normally?
There's a couple people that we interviewed that did not make it in. We just tried to get a nice wide range of different types of individuals. So, there's a farmer on camera at one point giving his opinion. My brother
Yes.
is the director, and then just like some local business owners and people on the street and things like that. So we tried to get a wide variety of different people. The interviews, bro, I would say the main characters, the Lori, I mean, and Tim's, Tim was hours and hours and hours because this was early enough on that we did not quite know the full story yet. And so we actually did two interviews with Tim, 3 hours apiece.
Wow.
And Tim likes to talk, love Tim when we're friends. And I have no issues with the other side too, by the way. But yeah, we did two interviews with Tim. Actually more than two. Because there's another scene where he's showing all the pictures of his trip that he went on. And
Yes.
we spent a lot of time with Tim. We spent a lot of time with Lori, and some of the other characters too. But I would say the average is probably about 3 hour interviews. And so it was
Wow.
a whole lot to get through, actually.
Now, the shot when you have the leg lamp, you go into the factory, obviously, I understand that. And then the movie. Did you do the shot when they're bringing the leg lamp out and putting it on the truck, or is that somebody
Yeah,
else doing that shot?
that was
That's
all
you
us,
too.
man. So I, ever so often I would have to hire a couple extra camera guys for a day. But we have a small crew of there's three of us, and we'll go out and we'll film. So, like all the manufacturing stuff, that was just me and my buddy, filming all the stuff. And I'm a licensed certified drone pilot, and so all the drone,
That's what that you knew where I was going.
So all the drone material that you see in this film is all me. So yeah, it
Okay.
was a good time. Great experience. I mean, all the different aspects too. A lot of people didn't realize how in depth this documentary goes. I mean, it's everything from the manufacturing
Oh,
side to the
it's.
lore behind it to, the Christmas story tie-in to Warner Brothers and all of those things. There's so many different aspects of this film that people don't realize how deep this story goes. So.
So Tim does r say you he raised $1.4 million or raised.
Yeah.
Where did that money come from? I know you touch on it very briefly,
Yes, it was
but
very
who,
brief.
I want to know where it comes from, or do you know?
I do. In fact, I was at some of those the banquets where they're trying to raise money and all those things that didn't make it in the film, but they was locally funded. This was
Okay.
all people in the community that bought into the story, that would give $25,000, I think even more at, for certain other individuals, but the majority of it was $25,000, donations. So it was all donated money. And then, we had a local manufacturer, who did all the fiberglass work on the leg lamp and all that stuff. And so it was all locally done. And it just goes to show though, whether you love it or hate it, how far that a community like Chickasha will go to try to make a name for itself. We, even at the beginning, we've kind of felt stagnant for years, haven't had a lot of people, and definitely over COVID, man. That's when the story starts in 2020. We had businesses closing and restaurants closing, and so we were kind of frantic to find a way to get past this and to bring people to town and spend money. And so they came up with this leg lamp idea, and sure enough, it brought people to town.
No, now we've gone further. You do discuss taking out the angels and putting up leg lamps.
Yeah,
Yes.
a little
And I
lamp.
think it's right near the end, and then they have the vote saying they're going to do it. Now,
They
did it
have.
happen?
So the vote was it was a split vote. So whenever it's a split, it actually doesn't it's a no
Oh,
vote
okay.
overall. So what happened was they went through it twice, where the angels were going to be replaced with the lampshades. And of course, you had a lot of the conservative folks in town say, "Hey, we want the light of Christ at Christmas. We don't want the lampshades." And so you see the quotes at city council where they're quoting from the article or the news.
Yes.
There it is, and pagan fire and all that stuff. And then they're comparing that directly with the angels. And I don't really fall. I don't really have an opinion on either one way or the other. But the city council voted no the first time. And then the second time it was a split vote, so it was still a no. So to this day, you will not see lampshades, although I think that's something that may be brought up the next few years or so again. But that's to be determined.
I think you need them. I think it kind of just fills the town a little bit more.
Sure, man. I mean, I can see what people are getting at. It would bring, the tie-in with the leg lamp and all that stuff. But, I think more of a I hope that people in the community, what I really want for my community, is that I want them to realize that there are ways to go about doing things in a more unified fashion.
I would think so.
I hope that people will watch this and kind of sometimes when you turn the mirror on yourself and you realize like, oh crap, we could have worked together a little bit better.
Yeah.
Hope that this documentary will achieve that. That's one of my goals for this doc, was to kind of do that for my town. But for overall, I hope people will just see the intrigue, not only the Christmas story tie-in, but people, broadly will see a small town that truly cares for themselves, that they want, they're going to extreme lengths to make their town a better place to live. And that's really what the heart of this story is.
I don't want to leave out the music because I think the music is so
Yeah.
good at this.
Yeah,
There's some three decent songs I would say that really tie things in. Yes, there's other music, but you know the three I'm referring to.
totally. So the key track, the main theme, is this song called "Legs" that I had my
Yes.
these. I really wanted originally. I was like, man, I want like ZZ Top or something like that. But you start doing the numbers, you talk
Oh,
to the
no.
people, and it's like, I mean, unfathomable sometimes. And it's just a lot of money to license some super famous song like that. But I've been working with this band. I grew up listening to them, a band called Aranda. I love their music, and I've been doing music videos for them for a while now. And I said, hey, guys, I really want a song, a feature song about legs for this film. And my friend Damien goes, dude, we got you. And so they wrote and recorded that track. And I can't tell you how many people I've had reach out to me, text me, or on the stream. I'm like, dude, where can I stream that song? And
I love it. It's
it
a
is not
great
out yet.
song.
It is legitimately
Really?
not out. No, you can't listen to it anywhere else except for this documentary right now. But that is something that's on their list. They're going to release it at some point, I hope. And
Is such a good
it's
song.
such a great track, bro. There's another song too, called Christmas Town. It's in the credits, and it's in the film as well.
That's the one right at the end, right? The
Yeah,
very end song.
Christmas Town. My friends, the Imaginaries, they licensed that song to us for this film. We actually did a music video called Christmas Town in Chickasha. So if you want to do a deep dive on Chickasha, you can look up Christmas Town Chickasha, and that was a music video we did. Gosh, probably in 2020 or 2021 or something like that. So, but we wanted to feature that song because Chickasha is kind of known as Christmas Town. So,
One last thing. I love how they got the, I'm not going to ruin it because I want them to watch the film. How
sure.
they got the leg where it was. I
Yeah.
thought that was brilliant. I did not know about that, and I thought that was the most fascinating thing.
Like how they put the leg lamp there.
Where they were going to put it and why they put it there. I thought that was brilliant. I had never heard of that. I'm like, I'll give them credit on that one. Somebody knows more than I do.
Yes. Definitely for whoever's listening to this, watching it or whatever, go watch the film. There's so many different
So
aspects, and
good. It
I mean, there's
was.
different aspects. I think people are going to be very intrigued by it. If you like Parks and Rec, a little bit of Tiger King, and A Christmas Story, I think you'll like this film. So,
My biggest part of the film, I wanted more.
yeah.
I really don't think you could have given me more, but I mean, I would have just asked, oh, Lisa, what does she do? I see her in a store.
Yeah, Lori owns
Lori,
Lori.
so I keep calling her Lisa.
Oh,
Lori.
it's all right. It's all right. Lori is a local business owner. I think she owns a couple different businesses in town, actually. But a lot of the people in this documentary are local business owners. Tim's a business owner as well, you know, and
Yeah.
they're really they're invested in the community, you know, and so they are very opinionated on what goes into our town or what does not, you know, and so and everyone's entitled to their opinion. They can have, you know,
Which
say
is,
whatever they
yeah, I
want in
give
it.
you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I hope that people would see the intrigue, the small town intrigue. You know,
Always there.
it's a Christmas movie, but it's also a tourism film. So over 2026, we're going to be putting it in festivals. We're going to also be pushing it as, I mean, it's a tourism movie too. So this is something you don't have to just watch at Christmas time, you know. But on top of that, if people want to watch this film, it's right now it's actually getting on other sites right now. So it's on Fossum. You can watch it for free on Fossum. It's an app on your smart TV. It just got licensed to Tubi and YouTube Movies and TV recently, which is great. So people can watch it for free with ads and all that stuff. We're hoping for some other well-known sites as well. But if people just go to fragiledocumentary.com, it'll take you to all that stuff, and you can
People, I'm telling you,
click
watch this film. It's a delight.
where you can watch it.
Before I let you go, I have three questions left.
Yeah.
So the first one's easy. Your favorite movie?
My favorite movie. Oh my gosh. I have a lot of favorite movies, but can
Just
I
give them to me.
I'll give you two or three, but this is kind of where my mind is. I love documentaries, but I also really love Christopher Nolan films. Who doesn't? So Interstellar, I think, would be my top. And then I would put all the Lord of the Rings films together. So a little bit of fantasy, a little bit of
That's
sci-fi.
fair. I accept that. They should all be as one.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the whole story. So
I
yeah,
agree.
Lord of the Rings, just because of multiple different reasons. But yeah, those two are up there for sure.
Second question, one film you recommend to people because they've never heard of it.
Ooh, because they've never heard of it. Well, I'd have to think about that one, man. Because most of the films I recommend, a lot of people will know them already. You know, one of my favorite films that some people haven't seen, it's shocking that some people haven't seen it, is Napoleon Dynamite. So if we're having a great
I
time,
accept that. I
friends and all
accept
that
that.
stuff. I've had many people that have never heard of Napoleon Dynamite, and I'm like, bro, that is one of the greatest films of all time.
I would argue it would have to be a film buff at that time to see Napoleon Dynamite. It was
Yeah.
huge, and then it sort of got forgotten.
This is true. But yeah, and at first, I mean, it was crazy because the stats were they spent like $400,000 and it made back 40 million. And
Yes.
it was a low budget film, but it did amazing. But now a lot of people that I've talked to haven't seen it. So that will
Yeah,
maybe
Bo
one that
Pedro.
I'll mention.
Bo
Yeah.
Pedro.
Thank you, bro. Yes.
I
Yeah, so
love it.
I'm out of money.
Last one's really easy. This is an easy question. Your favorite ice cream flavor?
Oh, favorite ice cream flavor. I like vanilla, but man, Oreo cookie, bro, goes hard. I'll do Oreo.
Before I let you go, tell me where they can find your films.
Yes, so if you go to Intellego Media, it's on my hat right here,
Oh, there you go. Now he's
INT.
flipping it around, so I couldn't even
Yep.
see it
Yep.
before.
Intellego Media. You can go to intellegomedia.com. You can see my music videos and a little bit of short films and commercial and things like that. It's not extensive. We just have a few films on there, but you can do a Google search on some of the other work that we've done in the past. But fragiledocumentary.com, you can stream Fragile right now for free on various platforms. So yeah, check it out. Come see, the leg lamp in Chickasha, Oklahoma. It's definitely worth checking out. So.
You are awesome. Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.